In other words, maybe in this would have happened, that maybe you would have been able to save yourself from the lion. There's a pasuk in Shmuel like that, that this happened, he was able to fight your slave fought against the lion. So maybe here also would have happened. So the Gemara answer is, Mishum Diyomale, because he has the right to answer back, and he have his chazi, li yischar shalucho nisa, that if I would have been fit for this to happen, have yischar shalucho nisa, and this would have happened. Kirabi chanina ben doisoi, the mas yun iso, dubi v'karnayu. The answer back, Amonashach. What do you want to say? That if I would have been there, maybe and that's what have happened, I could have protected and saved the flock. So I have a right to answer back. If you're going to say and that's what happened, does the nest need me there? Even if I would have been there, Hashem could have saved it without me also. Like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, the Messiah Eze, you know what happened by Chanina ben Doisa? His flock of goats around the fields, so his goats, his Ezim, Duvi Bekarnayu, brought back a bear, a dove, and its horns. And that's a nest. Like usually a big bear that kills the small goats. Here his goat came back with a bear on its horns. In other words, that if a nest would have happened, you don't need me. It would have happened anyway. So therefore, if I'm not fit to save it, I'm potter. But the Gemara still know, but namely, let the owner say back like this. True. Maybe for such a big nest that the flock itself could kill the lion. That's a tremendous nest. But maybe Lanisa Zuta Chazino, but maybe for smallness, that if the shepherd himself would be there, that he could protect the flock, maybe that would have happened. That's a smallness. Says, so you should still be chayiv, who asked you to go away? This is kasha, that's not a kasha. Like if you're afraid of a nest, this talk a little of a kasha. Nothing more says, Tony will learn like this, Choda Pam Rishoina Ushniya Zoira Ushlishis Eina Zoira. Like this, Pam Rishoina. Tani Chod, the one price they learned is that Parm Rishoinu Shnia Zareya or Shlishas Eina Zareya. You have to plant it once. If it got eaten up by the Maki, you have to plant it a second time. And if it was eaten up a second time, a third time, then you don't have to plant it. You have a right to say it's a Makas Medina here. I don't have to work. For Tani, there's another price they learned, no. That Shlishas Zareya, even though your crop that you grew was eaten up twice already, you still have to plant it a third time. And then if it's eaten up even a third time, then the din is revia saying the Zareya. The fourth time you don't have to. So who is steering the brises? Tomorrow says Lakasha, there's no kasha here. I tell you, Rebbe, the first one goes like Rebbe Dioma that says, Betray Zimnei Hevi Chazaka. Rebbe Shita is that if something happens two times, that's called a Chazaka. And Hokrav Shimon ben Gamliel. And the second brise goes like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Dioma that he says, something has to happen three times in a row, that's called a chazaka. It's like here, if you planted it three times, and three times it was destroyed, that's a chazaka, whatever growth will be destroyed. But if it only happened twice, that's not called a chazaka yet. That's the machlokes Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, so that's the machlokes over there. Omer Reshlaka said, Loi shanu ela shezora v'tzamcha v'yochla chagav. Again, it's only talking about that you did seed it and it grew and then the grass operated up. Avu zora, but let's say you seeded it. V'loi tzamcha did not grow. Motzi omalei. Avu zora, let's say you seeded it, but it did not grow. Then motzi omalei balkarka. The balkarka is right to say, kol yumei zera zora lo. Like v'yozol. Keep on seeding it. Keep on working it. In other words, don't give up right now. If it didn't grow at all yet, keep on seeding it. The Yad Amos, until how long does he have to keep on working on seeding the field? Until the orus, the workers, come back from the fields. The kaima kima arashayu. Kima, this type of a mazel, is on top of the head. This has to do with different mazel, different zmanim. Rashi has gan sarichas here. Rashi says, the nichnas lebeit lebayis. After the ninth hour of the day, korov l'soifasir, near the end of the tenth hour, kaima. That's kaima kima. That's when the mazel kima, the star kima, shuzon of tleh, is like the tail of a tleh. Lahad yirashayu v'rosh kolodim. That's when it's mamash on top of your heads. Dainu b'emtzer ki. That's the middle of the sky. Sheniru l'cholodim kilu aroshay. It looks then like this star that looks like the tail of a tleh. That's when it looks right on top of your head. Ve'en hen yemei Adar. These are the days of Adar. There are 12 mazolas. V'zeh sidron. This is the Seder of the Mazolus. Tisha, Tzav, Maka, Gad, Oloilom, Shish, Oilun, V'shish, Shoykim. Six goes up, six goes down. V'nisin, L'oilom, V'tchilos, Eulis, HaShachar, Tle, Maschel, Alis. By Nisan, the beginning of the day, Eulis, HaShachar, the mazel of Tle goes up. U'maznayim, Shokeyin. Second mazel, maznayim, the weights, that goes down a little bit. U'bei, Shoyis, HaMazel, Shoyit, 2 hours, the mazel weights, Lal weights, Lal is to go up. After 2 hours, the one that goes up finishes the liyam. V'yashaka gemar shikua. Nimsa she shalom b'shteim esrei shoyes. The six go up in 12 hours. V'yoyim v'shisha b'layla. Six in the night time. Koyim and nisin. All right. Yeah, what? All right. Kids are gone to Richas. Rashi has it. Right. So kids, when he comes home in other time, in the ninth hour of the day, at that time he has a right to stop working. Right. Meitz, we have a kash like this. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Meir Oimer, V'chein hoyu Rabbi Shimon ben Menasi Oimer Kedvor, V'yosas are like him, Chatzi Tishrei, half of the month of Tishrei, and then Mar Cheshvan, V'chatzi Kislev Zorah. These are the 2 months to plant Zera, to plant seeds in the ground. Chatzi Kislev, the second half of Kislev, Teves, the Chodesh Teves, V'chatzi Shvat Chorif. That's the winter, don't do anything then. Chatzi Shvat, the second half of Shvat, Ador v'chatzi Nisan, the first half of Nisan Kor, that's when it's cold, that's the coldest. We always hold the end of the winter is the coldest. Now, Chatzi Nisan, the second half of Nisan, Iyar, Chodesh Iyar now, v'chatzi Sivan, half of Sivan, Ketzir, that's the time to cut down the wheat. You planted it before, now the Zmana Ketzir. Chatzi Sivan, after Shavuos, Tammuz, v'chatzi Yav, Kayetz, that's the summer. Chatz Yav, the second half of Av, Elul, the Chatz Tishrei, the first half of Tishrei Chaim, that's the hot season. That's the way the year goes by. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Moina mit Tishrei. Rabbi Yehuda started this count by Tishrei. Rashi says, Maschil means, Maschilim noi shnei chadoshim choleis. As we started it before in the middle of Tishrei, he started at the beginning of Tishrei. Like Tishrei, and then Cheshvan is 2, and then Shvat, he went on. Not half, he started at the beginning of Tishrei. Who did mind him at Tishrei? Reb Shimon mind him at Cheshvan. He started the Cheshvano from Cheshvan. Cheshvan and Teves, that's the way it started. Now, man make up a kula, who's the biggest kula over here? Rashi says, B'meshech Yimei Azera. Who's the one that says the longest time of seeding? So, me make a kulon, Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon. Rashi Shimon min Macheshvan. He starts from Macheshvan. The Yoyma Macheshvan, the Kislev Zorah. That's Chodesh Macheshvan, the Chodesh Kislev. Those are 2 months to seed the ground. The Kulei, man make a kulon, Rabbi Shimon. The Kulei high, Leikomer. And so much he didn't say, for it's a stira. He didn't say you have to wait so long. V'kulei alakom, as much lakasha. Ho de kibla v'nei b'chorfe, ho de kibla v'nei b'yafle. If he accepted upon himself the earliest man, he has to wait this long. Rashi b'afle, the latest man, so then he has to wait, hanizroim b'yader. Then there's still nizron adar. But before he said he has to keep on planting until adar. And here he says no, this man of planting stops in teves. You don't have to go so far as adar, so it's a sira. The Gemara answers, if he's makabel upon himself the earlier crop, he can stop after the first 2 months. But if he accepted upon himself to work for the later crop, then he has to keep on planting up until Adar. Then, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Im kibla b'mena b'moyis. If you accept it to pay the rent with the money, then no matter what happens to the field, you always have to pay the rent. Hahu garbu, there was a man. The kibla aryo, he accepted a field, the miserable tume. He was supposed to plant there garlic. He accepted to work on the field, to plant garlic on the field. Agudah de Nahor Malka. And this field is supposed to be on the bank of the river Malka. Saba. Bezuzi. Yeah. Now, Iskiru Nahor Malka Saba. What happened was that the river got clogged up. So Osla came in front of Rava. Omalei. Nahor Malka Saba. This big river, Nahor Malka, loy ovid de misker. Usually doesn't happen that it gets clogged up. If so, makas medinhi. This is a maka medina. And if so, zil nochilei. you have a right to deduct, pay less rent. That's the Mishnah says. Anytime there's a Makas Medina, it's not your fault. You have a right to deduct on your rent. Amalei Rabbanon LaRav, the Rabbanon said back to Rav, no. Ho anan tanan learnt in our Mishnah. Rav Yudu Oimer, im kibla menu b'mois, if you accept it to pay back rent in money, then benkach or benkach, whether it's a Makas Medina or not, ain't a manakala min chakuroi. You have no right to deduct from the rent. And here this case was, you accepted to pay bezuza. You accepted to pay the money for the rent. So Huri, even though here it's a Makas Medina, still you cannot deduct from the money. Or Malui answered back, you should know, lest the chosh l'derav Yehuda. Nobody's worried, nobody's chash, nobody's afraid of what Rav Yehuda said. In other words, we do not paskin like him. Therefore, if it's a Makas, you rented a field, and you made up, I'll pay you back rent. So whether I'll pay you back an amount of crop, or whether I'll pay you back money, I'm only going to pay you if normal circumstances. But let's say a Makas Medina comes, that the river gets dried up, or a drought comes, or a storm comes and ruins it, then I don't have to pay you back so much. So even though I'm made to pay you back money, so what? I have a right to deduct from my rent. Now the Mishnah says, HaMakabul Sodei Mechaveroi, if you accept to work on a field of your friend, the Asara Kurchitin Lashona, that you'll pay him 10 kurs of wheat for the year. The Loksa, what happened was, the field got hit, so and it doesn't make so much. The Loksa is Noisum Loi Mitoichoi. You have to pay him back. Rashi said, Loksa means Shoyechitin Shtufois. Gamkushas, the wheat that grew that year was very weak. So even though they're weak, they're bad wheat, you have a right to give him back this wheat that grew in the field. You have a right to pay him back the 10 kur of this bad wheat. What about Toyechitel Yofos? Let's say the wheat that grew this year in your field grew great wheat. Now, what you want to do is, I owe you back 10 bundles of wheat. So Lo Yoimlo, you have no right to say, listen, I'm going to go out to the street and buy some regular wheat there, and I'll keep all the good wheat for myself. That you're not allowed to say. But rather, you have to give him back this 10 kur from the field itself. So that was the understanding, that I'll get back 10 kur from this field. Hahu Garva, there was a man, the kibbel, Ariel Aspasta. He accepted the field to work, to plant Aspasta, some type of tfua that animals use. Laspasta Bechure. Yeah. Tisari, Laspasta Bekuri. Yeah, the Bekuri Tisari. Like and I'll pay you back one kur of barley. Now what happened was, Ovdo Aspasta, Hitaka made Aspasta, Vechorsha, Vezora Sari, and then he planted barley, Veloko, and then it got hit. Veloko Hani Sari. And then the barley that he planted later got ruined. So what's the loko? Because Aspasta, Rashi says, you can cut down after 30 days. So after that, he went to plant a barley. And what happened was, the barley got ruined. So, Sholcho Rav Chaviva Misuria, the Pras Lakaim of the Ravina, Ki Hai Gav Namai, what's the luck in such a case? Ki Lokso Noisim Lei Mitoichadami. Al-Mishnah says, if it gets hit, you have right to pay from the field itself. See, also, since you owe him back barley, now you planted barley in this field. Just the barley in this field got hit. So what? It's bad barley, but still the Mishnah says you have a right to pay back from this bad barley. Oiloi, maybe no. Or Malay said back to me, dummy. What does this case have to do with the Mishnah? Hosom loy of the Arya Shlichusa Demara. Hocha of the Arya Shlichusa Demara. Like in this case over here, you did not do what you're supposed to. You accepted the field to work with Aspasta. You have no right to work with barley. So now that you worked with barley and it got ruined, you have no right to pay me back from that barley. But in the Mishnah, we're talking about there, you had a right to work what you did. So therefore, I have a right to pay you back from the field itself. Ha'u Gavra, there was a man. The kibbol pardesim ichavri, accepted a pardesim, an orchard from his friend. V'yesedani chamro, he has to pay him back 10 barrels of wine. Tokif hu chamro, what happened was that wine got sour. So sobra of kanva meimor, hani mastis b'churasal Mishnah. That looks, even though the wheat, whatever grow, became bad, was hit. Nice and lame, still you're allowed to pay it back. Here also, you're allowed to pay him back these 10 barrels of sour wine. Here in this last case, the land did not do a shlichus. Here the Aryasa did what it was supposed to. Like in the Mishnah, the land was to plant. It didn't plant, didn't grow good stuff. Therefore, you have a right to pay back the bad stuff. But over here, it grew good stuff. It's a good paradise. So you're supposed to pay him back wine. So you have no right to pay him back the sour wine. Moedi Rav Ashi agrees. The envy de kadam, the grapes of kadam, Rashi says, it means wormy grapes. A little bit different. Now, Rashi like this. The last case was no. When you took this paradise, it's a kerim, so now the wine became sour. The difference is that when the grapes grew well. There were good grapes. The grapes didn't get hit. So therefore, when you changed over the grapes into wine, and now the wine got sour, you have no right to give this sour wine back to the owner. Bishleim in the Mishnah, when you planted and what grew came up it, have right to say, take back what grew. But here what grew was good grapes. So you have to pay him back good wine. You got good produce. Just later the wine got sour. For that for sure, you cannot say, take it. That you cannot say, Haresh Lav Vanecha. Therefore you have to give him back good wines. Good barrels of wine. All right, turn over.
Leave it on that. Yes, that's the Tlosh. Normally Rav Asher, Midom, Yosem, Lo Yov, Darius, Ashtachusa. And now Mishnah, the Ari of the land, didn't do what it was supposed to do. Therefore you can pay back the bad stuff. But Ochovir of the Aryash Techusta, you should know that the Kerem produced good grapes. So therefore, Avad, you have to give him back 10 barrels of good wine. But Amoydi Ravashi, Beinvek the Kadam, if the grapes were wormy, Ovisod, Shaloksa, Beamreho. And who are then if the field that the bundles got hit when it was on the field? Rashi Boimrim, Beyardin Shtuchin Liavish, we have the bundles of wheat on the field to dry out in the summer, all that is still called part of the work. And therefore, if the grapes became wormy, or else this tear got ruined, then you have a right to say, I didn't get any good produce, so therefore I have a right to pay you back from this bad stuff. We're only saying if the grapes grew completely good, and you had good grapes, just late if the wine got spoiled, that has nothing to do with the field. But if the wine, the grapes itself were wormy, or the bundles of wheat, when they were drying on the field, became ruined, you have a right to pay back from this ruined stuff. Now the Mishnah says, "Hamakabel sod mechaveroi. If you accept the field from your friend Lazarus Sarim to plant a barley, you're not supposed to plant wheat. Chitim, you accepted to plant wheat. He is a renal sarim. You're allowed to plant barley. In other words, wheat ruins the field more than barley. Therefore, if you accepted it for barley, you're not allowed to do wheat. But if you accepted it for wheat, for sure you're allowed to do barley. It ruins the field less." He says, no, still you know, let's change it around. Tfuah, if you accept it to grow, tfuah, la yizrenu kitni, it can't grow beans. Kitni is yizrenu tfuah. Again, Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, both ways the oldest tasa. Omer al Chizda, my time with Rav Shimon Gamliel, what's the svara? The pasuk says, like even the question is, you're not ruining the field. Like chitim ruined the field more than barley. So if you had permission to grow wheat, why can't you grow barley? The Tera says, the pasuk says, sheris yizkoyel, la yasa avlo. A Jew should not talk, shouldn't say a lie, can't change his words. So since you accepted to grow wheat on it, you're not supposed to change and grow barley. That's what he owes. Even though maybe the owner wouldn't mind so much because it doesn't ruin the field so much, but since you said you were going to do barley or wheat, that's what you have to do. Mesa Avakasha, Magvis Purim Purim, the money you collect for Purim you have to use for Purim. V'ein Madatakim Adavar, you don't check it out. You're not a doctor so much.